It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Well, here we go. It is second date update. Annabelle's joining us this morning. Hey, Annabelle, how are you?
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Well, we're good and not much is up. We want to know all about what is going on with you and Chris.
Oh, well, he's totally ghosting me, and I want to know why.
And that's our job, Annabelle, to see if we can't get to the bottom of what is going on, and we hope to call Chris here in just a moment. But let's go back to the first date. Can you tell us, you know, what you did and what you guys talked about?
Yeah, we had a really nice time. We had a great conversation. We even made out a little, and then I just never heard from him again. It's really weird.
Yeah. So did something happen on the date, like maybe after the makeout session or something like that, that maybe would have made him change his mind for calling you?
If something like that happened, I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, so nothing...
I don't know.
Nothing comes to mind. So how did you leave things at the end of the night?
Fine. Yeah. I mean, he was like, I'll talk to you later. Yeah. And then nothing happened.
Right.
Okay. And why do you want to see him again, Annabelle? What makes Chris special?
I just really thought we had a good chemistry and rapport. But most of all, I want to know why he's not coming.
Okay.
Back.
All right. You want some curiosity. Yeah, you want some answers. Time. All right. That's what we're here for. Let's see if we can't get a few of those for you. And we're going to call Chris. I want you to just hang tight. We're going to come back in 3 minutes. Hopefully he'll answer. Hopefully he'll agree to come on with us. And who knows, cross your fingers, maybe even get you to that second date. So let's see what we can come up with, and we'll come right back. The second half of Second Date Update in 3 minutes right here with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
What we have come to learn on our Second Date Updates is that our listeners sometimes aren't all that eager to go on a second date as they are nosy to find out why they're being ghosted. And that has happened to Annabelle when it comes to Chris.
Well, he's totally ghosting me, and I want to know why.
All right, let's call Chris and see if he'll tell us the reason.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Chris?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Chris, good morning. I hope you're doing well.
Good morning.
Yes. We're Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on
Thunder
one of
PT.
Yeah,
are you serious?
What's going on, Chris?
We are. Okay, so we do a segment. You may have heard it before, called Second Date Update, that we do at this time. So then you might have been able to figure this out, that we are calling you, Chris, because you've been out on a date with someone who would love to see you again, or at least get some answers on why you're not getting back to them for a second date. Do you remember a woman named Annabelle?
I remember Annabelle.
From a few weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
How was it? I mean, can you tell us why you haven't called her back?
I mean, it was cool. It was fine. But, like, you know, she's got a face tattoo, and I'm not about that.
Oh, she's got a face tattoo.
Yeah, she got a big old tattoo on her face.
Wow, like a Mike Tyson type thing? Like,
I mean, not that big. Not that huge. Not like covering the whole, like, half of her face. But like significant. It's a tattoo on her face. I can see it. It's clear as day.
Didn't you know that, like, on a picture of her, like, a profile or something like that? Or how did you?
Well, I mean, she hit it really well. It's funny now that I think about it. Her profile picture is an actual profile of her, so, like, she wasn't showing the tattoo because it was hidden.
Oh, okay.
So is it, like, on this? Where is it exactly?
Like, on the side. It's on her left temple, like, near her eye on her temple, I guess.
And you're sure it wasn't?
It's, like, this, like, weird, like, tattoo of, like, a rose and a sword around it. The rose was around the sword. That's what it was.
Right. Just to double check, you're sure it wasn't makeup or something?
Oh, no, this definitely was real.
Okay.
Like, are you thinking like a henna tattoo? I mean, so this is a deal breaker for you, Chris. I mean,
I don't want to, like, because think about it, I'm not going to bring home a girl to my mom that's got a significant tattoo on her face.
So is that the reason?
I'm not a tattoo guy in the first place. Okay. I'm not really a fan of them.
All right.
To put it on your face, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, all right. Listen, Chris, we talked to Annabelle just a few minutes ago on the radio here, and we just had her hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you.
Uh-huh.
And I know she's, you know, she's listening in. I know she would love to at least discuss it. But of course, it's obvious, you know, if she wants to get a tattoo, that's up to her. Could we just bring her in and we could just maybe talk this out for a moment? So,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Hold tight. Hey, Annabelle.
Hey,
were you able to hear? We got a hold of Chris. I don't know if you were able to listen in on the other line. Were you able to hear what he was saying?
Yeah. So, my face tattoo is the problem.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't. It was a big surprise. You didn't tell me you had one when we were talking online, and then when I see that you have one, I'm just shocked. You know that thing's permanent, right?
Yeah. I'm not stupid. I know how tattoos work.
Okay.
It's not really something I bring up in conversation. By the way, I have a tattoo on my blah, blah, blah.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go out with the guy, you should probably let him know that you've got something on your face.
Exactly. It's my face,
yeah.
And I love how it looks. And if you can't handle it, that's your problem.
No, of course. Look, it is your face. It's your face. It's your life. I'm glad you like it, but it's not for me.
Oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. Sorry you're so shallow. You can't overlook something like that.
I'm not shallow. Okay. All right. That's a word. Whatever. Okay. I just don't like the idea of bringing a woman home to my mom that's got a big drawing on her face. Okay. Go out with Post Malone if you want to be like that.
Okay. All right. Listen. Okay. Chris, you have every right. If that's a deal breaker, that's a deal breaker. But Annabelle, we just ask why the tattoo?
It has some symbolic meaning in my life, and it's a big answer, you know, but I like it there. It actually, my cousin who passed had the same one.
And that doesn't make a difference to you, Chris, that there's a reason
I assume there's a reason behind it. If there wasn't a reason behind it, that'd be even worse.
All right, listen, so it's a no. And Annabelle, because Chris doesn't care for your tattoo, you don't want to see him again anyway, do you?
No, I mean, he just seems very shallow, and it's his loss, really. It's fine.
All right.
Okay.
I just wanted to know why. He wasn't calling me. It's fine.
Yeah. And just maybe the thought process, maybe in your profile picture, I mean, are you hiding it, the tattoo? Does that make sense? Maybe
turn the other profile so we know that.
I'm not saying you should be ashamed of it. I'm just saying it's probably something you want to at least, you know.
It's a no. It's a no. Yeah. Bottom line, it's a no for both of you, so that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No tattoos on the face.
We can sit here all morning.
So whatever.
All right, guys. Hey, listen. Better luck this year in a new year of dating. And thanks for being on Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
I'm